Horseshoes aren't just for good luck. Written by Deborah Ambrosa, illustrated by Marcy Ramsey. Horseshoes aren't just for good luck. Introduction. I had my best summer vacation when I was 9. I went to visit my great-grandmother, and I saw the ocean for the first time. Life by sea. I rode on a train from city to city all by myself. Graham and her friend Jim met me at the train station, and we drove to Graham's big gray house. In her small beach town, most people walked or rode bicycles. I even saw carriages. Graham's house had a colorful flower garden and a big front porch. She told me to pick the bedroom I wanted, so I picked the yellow bedroom. I had a window that faced the ocean. My summer home. It was very quiet at Graham's house, but I could hear the sound of waves. I wanted to see them up close. I ran downstairs to go to the beach. Graham stopped me. He said I couldn't go to the beach alone until I learned the rules of the sea. We took off our shoes and walked to the beach together. Graham said I could walk on the beach between the rock jetties. The jetties were the walls of rocks that kept the beach from eroding away into the sea. Graham said not to go into the water unless she or Jim were with me. She told me about currents. The currents were strong flows of water that could drag me far out into the ocean. I learned a lot. That night, moonlight, the stream into my bedroom. I went to sleep listening to waves. Horseshoe crabs. I woke up with the sun shining in my face. I dressed quickly and ran downstairs as Graham called, "Remember the rules." I nodded and hurried out to the back door. When I got down to the beach, I saw the sand was covered with brownish gray round things. They had shells and pointed tails. Some of them were lying with their backs and wiggling. At breakfast, I asked Graham what those creatures on the beach were. She said they were horseshoe crabs, a type of arthropod. She said the waves carry them onto the beach. I told Graham about the wiggly ones turned upside down. She said they use their tail to try to turn themselves back to lay their eggs. If they can't turn over, they get too hot and die. Graham told me that when the tide goes, some crabs are left stranded on the beach. To stay cool, they try to dig into the wet sand. She said the female crabs lay green jelly-like eggs a few inches under the wet sand. Under the wet sand, one female horseshoe crab can lay 80,000 eggs in one season. Graham said within 2 weeks, the larvae will develop from eggs and wash out to the ocean. The new larvae won't have tails yet. Towards the end of summer, they will molt or shed their skin. Then they grow tails. After breakfast, we walked down to the beach. Graham turned over the upside-down crabs. She also put the stranded ones back in the ocean. She said when the crabs get tired of swimming, they turn over their backs and float on their shells like little boats. When they are hungry, they let themselves sink slowly to the bottom of the ocean. On the bottom, crab eats plants, small clams, worms, and other tiny sea animals. They grind food with their legs, so they have to be walking to chew their food. Scientists study horseshoe crabs to learn more about nine eyes and nervous systems. Also, their blood can be used to test some human diseases and test new drugs. Graham said horseshoe crabs have been around since dinosaurs roamed the earth. Rescuing. Graham gave me a job to do. Every morning I hurried to the beach to save many crabs as I could. I would turn them over and toss them back into the ocean waves. Sometimes I tossed them from the end of the jetties to wave good luck to them. I also tried to chase birds away when they saw them eating eggs. Graham told me not to do that because the birds need the eggs as food to survive. One morning, all the horseshoe crabs were gone. When I ran back to the house, Graham said they were done laying eggs until next year. She told me that next year I would have to come back and save more crabs. I walked back to the beach and lay down on the warming sand. Saving the crabs was exciting, but my summer vacation had just begun. What would I do now? The end.